say Bond. I now know everybody just that much better.
No, it is a Bond, but it's like it was an hour and a half.
And you hate it.
I didn't hate it, but like it just cut into my pathfinder time.
Nathan doesn't like wasting his time.
I want to play game.
But first we have to talk about the muffins at Costco, okay? There's priority.
I love Costco. I'm gonna get Costco's a tattoo.
Costco's amazing.
Zach, I would pay for your Costco tattoo.
I would get it on my lower back.
No, you wouldn't. Okay, I don't know why you jumped there, but okay.
Actually, Chris, I'll split that cost with you. I want to see this happen.
Okay, easy, let's do it.
For real.
Patreon.
No, this is no. Zach said he'd do it. Like, go get a quote, Zach. Go get a quote. Me and Chris will front this. Yes,
probably. Yes. Let's say it's $300.
Easy.
We're not
doing it.
Mark, to just get Kirkland spelled on your back, it's not going to be $300. But okay, I'd still do it.
Not on my back. No, it's going to be the actual
logo. You said your lower back.
Wait, you doing Kirkland or Costco logo?
Probably Kirkland.
Are we talking
about the government name?
It has to be the whole thing. The Kirkland signature with signature and cursive.
That right there in photo dump?
Oh, man, if someone else already did it, there's no point.
Somebody already did it?
Yeah, there's no point now. There's no point anymore. Are you? No, we're done.
What a cop out.
Yeah.
What a cop
out. I'll do it on my ankle now.
It's out there. That's ugly.
Yeah, they got a shit job.
Whoever did that tattoo did a terrible job.
Well, they just wanted that's like the legit logo from the.
Yeah, it is.
I'll get it in old style.
I don't like that logo.
American tradition.
It doesn't. I don't think it's good for. It doesn't tattoo well because the cursive is too messy with tattoos. You can see that. Yeah.
Especially in all black. Yeah, it's not a very good tattoo.
It's not a good tattoo. It's not tattooable. Mm, good word.
What I'm hearing is Zach backing out out of something that he said he'd do.
That's what I'm hearing too.
He said ankle. I wouldn't do it.
He said ankle.
I wonder if they'd pay you for that.
They would not.
But they would definitely not.
No, a tattoo artist would never pay you to put that. No,
not that. The brand.
The brand. Remember when the Kings gave away free tattoos?
No.
Yeah.
No. That's kind of tight.
It was like some day, it was like Fan Day or something.
It's when they released their new logos. They paid people to get their tattoos.
Would you guys get like a tattoo bucks? Of the Kings?
No. Never God,
won.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think if they ever won, I'd do it.
You would never. You're too conservative.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't like tattoos.
Don't say I'm conservative. It's not okay.
You are, because you wouldn't get a tattoo.
I would get a tattoo.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
I'd get a King's tattoo if they
were going to get a tattoo. No, Zach, I don't like. I'm not falling for this trick. Fuck you.
Hey, man. All I'm saying is your kid could know you as a cool dad having a tattoo or not.
He's gonna know it anyway,
Mr. Conservative.
Don't do that, Zach. Don't do that.
Hey, you're the one without a tattoo.
I'm gonna release your podcast.
Please don't use that username.
Nate's right though. We do have to start.
Okay. Yo, Nathan, you're excited to die? Is that what you're excited about?
Why'd you stop introing us? That.
God doesn't like tattoos. All right, we can start.
I'm glad it was said. Thank you.
What's the Pope's opinion on tattoos?
The Pope said opinion. You can have fucking sex without being married.
He said we need more babies.
This Pope is badass.
He wants more followers.
He's like, the Catholic Church is imploding. We need more.
Have you guys heard about the latest discourse in the Catholic Church?
That the Pope liked that one porn star's post on Instagram. Yeah.
Nope, not that one.
No.
That was like a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit ago.
Nope, not that one.
What?
Who's
now?
Your favorite Pope?
There was a priest in Arizona who
ranked the popes. Oh, I did hear about this. Ranked the popes in tears.
Yeah, there was a priest in Arizona who was doing baptisms, and one was recorded. But then, like on the footage, he is caught saying, "We baptize you in the name of the Lord," and it's against Catholic law to say we because the community doesn't have power. So as a priest, you're supposed to say I baptize because you're a conduit for God. So any baby he baptized, any person he baptized with the phrase we is
product recall.
not basically it's not considered because he baptized an entire community and like all the other stuff happened and then that came out a lot and a lot of other priests came out saying like, oh, I haven't been using that too, and then also they're like, oh, when I was baptized, like a priest, like some priests were saying that, oh, when I was baptized, the priest who baptized me said the same thing. So there's this huge chain of like priests who were baptized in that way were not actually baptized. So then they're not actually priests, and then they're baptizing other people. So it's a huge chain of just like invalidated baptisms that are basically invalidating thousands of people, possibly millions of people of their Catholic faith.
So this brings up the question: would you lie? You're a priest. You got baptized like that. They're doing an investigation. What do you say?
Just lie and then ask for forgiveness.
And forgive yourself. And then
forgive yourself. So in theory, one of us, I wonder if there's like a ratio. One of us could have possibly been under that technicality.
No, because it's more, it depends on the priest and the community. The probability is not split evenly across the population. It's clustered by priests.
Unless that priest was a traveling priest.
Aren't all priests traveling priests?
This is the real pandemic.
No. No. We're playing Pathfinder. Nathan.
They gotta do contact, about to die. They got to do contact tracing. Contact for tracing?
Oh shit! I'm gonna get all the numbers. Give me some numbers. I'm gonna make some phone calls.
All right, Bucci, you're dying 2 right now, right? Did we go over that?
I'm dying 3.
You're dying 3? How'd you get to dying 3?
I think he's lying. I think.
Yeah,
I think he wants to kill his character.
No. I forgot because we were talking about it last time, and I forgot. I am dying 2 right now. I am dying 2.
So, because the spider put you down in initiative, your turn gets moved to in front of the spider. So everyone gets a turn before you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it worked.
Yeah. So that's why. But here's the thing: you currently are in stage 3 of this spider venom. So every round, you're still going to take 3d6 worth of damage. So we are still in a very scary spot.
Yeah.
There is ways to do this. Grimlock, you have a healer's kit. And Snap, you have a healer's kit. So you guys can do treat poison, which you would roll against the DC of the poison to see if you give him a bonus. But if you critically fail, you're going to really fuck him.
I will just cast Stabilize.
Okay. Stabilize is...
I can read it. You want me to read it?
Yeah, read it.
Stabilize a dying creature. The target loses the dying condition, though it remains unconscious and 0 hit points.
Oh, but I'm still poisoned, though.
Yeah, and but now you're stabilized, so now if we do... now we can heal you, so...
But here's the thing. You stabilize, how many actions is that?
2.
So that's going to make him be wounded 3, because his wounded condition carries over... unless you do treat your battle medicine. So yeah, once he gets hit, you can do it still?
Because
battle medicine is just one action.
Okay.
Time out. Real quick. I'm just to be kind of nitpicking rules, Lori. Did Snap, I don't remember, but did Snap move this turn, this same turn? Or this
is true.
Because last time he wasn't next to me. Yeah, he wasn't next to me. So he can run up and stabilize me, but that's all he can do.
Or he could run up and heal you.
Would it be better to heal?
It'd be better to heal, because as soon as he takes damage again, he's gonna, all those wounded are gonna turn into wounded 2 will turn into dying 3.
So I'll just heal, but regular battle medicine. Oh, because Chris can't battle medicine.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So,
for the recap, Snap. So I went down. Turn order resumed. Snap already free of the spider web. Walked over to me as one action, and now this is his. Now he's on his last 2 actions.
Yes.
With battle medicine.
And I'll battle medicine, and I fail, and so I'll do. I'll hero point. Yeah. Okay. I barely pass. Jeez, I have a plus 11. And so I literally rolled a 2 and then a 5. So I passed with a 16, so it's just 2d8 though. So I just heal you 6.
Okay, so I get 6 hit points back.
So you are now you're straight up. You only have 6 hit points. There's no wounded condition. There's no dying condition because he battle medicined you.
So I'm not even wounded then?
You're not even wounded.
Okay.
Okay, but it is Grimlock's turn.
Wait, I just rolled a d20. So I'm going to have... This is for Snowflake for rolling a perception check. And he has the sense for smell. So it'll be for, like, smelling and for, you know, just a general perception check. And that's a 23.
Snowflake just smelling around?
Yeah, smelling and looking. Because we don't know where the spider went.
No, there's, like, no tracks, no trace, nothing. It, like, Snowflake would go up to where it was, and then it would just stop.
Yeah, because the way Joe described it, it's not like it ran from our sight. I think it just, like, faded from reality.
Yeah. All right, I was just checking. So then that's my turn.
So I'm still poisoned, though, right, Joe?
You're still poisoned. Okay. This poison...
You don't need to tell my dealties.
Anna Carmen, it's your turn. I don't think you have anything that you could help with on this one, though.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to do. I don't think... I guess I'm going to hold my turn because I can't heal. There's nothing to attack. If the spider reappears, then I'm going to make a move for it.
All right, noted. You've held your turn. Grimlock, it's your turn.
All right, I approach Beshi, and I'm kind of fumbling around in my pocket, and I pull out this pendant, and I hand it to her and say, well, you might actually need this more than I do right now. It's the crying angel pendant that I've been holding on since, like, episode 3.
Okay.
Basically, if you fail at, like, a medicine check against you, it will, like absolve that.
All right, I'll look it up. But thanks. Okay.
And then I can't heal because I'm in combat? Is that how it works?
No, you can use your healing kit to do treat poison, but I believe it's going to take an action for you to retrieve that out of your pack.
You should probably give this to Snap, not me.
Oh, it's for healers, not the healy.
It's when you critically fail to administer first aid, and you have to be trained in medicine to use it.
Okay, then can I just take that back and say I pull out my medicine thing and I heal?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, he can heal me? I thought he can't heal me because we're in combat.
Chris, you don't have
you can do medicine. Treat, but you can do treat poison.
Oh, really?
If you want to, yeah, because he has healer's tools. It's basically he can do one action to do this.
All right. Well. I'm just going to treat poison then. Ooh, 15 plus 7, 22.
I didn't know you had such a high on medicine.
It's the practice from burning himself.
Let's see, that's a success. You give him a +2 on his bonus for his next save.
Ooh. Beshi opens her mouth to say thank you, but then immediately throws up green goo.
Naz, it's your turn.
I don't think there's much that I can do or help with, right?
I don't think so. I think you're
kind of just like.
I don't think so. I think you can just chill. Yeah. Spit on her.
What? I don't think Naz would do that.
Whoa.
I know.
That's a different podcast.
Naz is chilling. He's sparking up another cigarette. I don't have my lighter next to me, but just smoking.
Okay. Beshi, I need you to roll me a fortitude save with a +2.
She's like shivering on the ground, just trying to hold her guts inside. All right, I'm rolling real dice. I don't think this is my day. Or I don't think this encounter is meant to be. Would you like to roll? Would you like to know what I rolled on the actual dice?
Yeah.
A natural 1.
Good thing is you can't get any worse than where you at.
So that would be a 11 total.
Okay, that is a failure. So you're going to get 3d6 worth of damage, 13 points of damage. You are back down to dying 1.
Okay.
Actually, you're down to dying 2 because you critically failed on your save.
Yeah. Yeah, she was awake. She was awake for a few seconds.
Yeah, so...
And then immediately just passes back out with, like, foam. There's foam in her mouth and her body's, like, shaking and convulsing. As, like, the poison just racks her system.
Snap, you had her. You had her up, and then she's back down.
She's not built very tough. So it's my turn again?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess... So I can't heal her again. So I will heal her with the spell heal. Let me check. I'll cast it at 2nd level. So... And I'll use 2 action. Well, actually... I'll just use all three actions and I'll increase it by second level. No, wait. No. I'm going to do it two actions so that I can get Nate gets an extra 8. So this will be 2d8 plus 8, 16 health.
Okay. She back up again?
Yep, she has 3 health now. But I believe the wounded condition still holds on.
Oh, wait. I'm at 3 health now? I had negative hit points?
You did not have negative hit points. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. But now I'm wounded now?
You are wounded too.
Yeah. Oh, this also sucks too, because I'm also, since Marcus used battle metals medicine on me, I'm immune to treat wounds for an hour.
Yeah. I'm making sure the heal spell doesn't remove a wounded condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. This isn't looking good. You're wounded too, but you are back up. Jeez. And Carmine, still holding?
Yeah. is that two turns I hold, or just one, since we're at a new round?
Just one. Oh, just keep
waiting
for the spider.
It hasn't come back yet.
Alright, then I'm just observing.
Grimlock?
Oh yeah, Grimlock also remembers that he started dabbling in the alchemy. So he busts out one of these elixirs also in his pocket. It's an elixir of life. It gives a 1d6 healing plus a plus 1 bonuses for saves and poisons versus poisons and diseases. So I just stick it right. Okay, weird. I just put the potion right into her mouth without even saying anything. I'm just watching it drain.
I drowned. I didn't get a chance to breathe air. Okay. Now,
you still have one more action, Grimlock, if you want to treat poison.
Do I roll for the healing, or does Grimlock?
I think Grimlock does.
Okay.
A 2.
Plus 1. No, never mind. No, it's just a 2.
Yeah. And then I guess I could also still just treat the poison, right?
Keep sucking out the poison.
So 13 total?
13 total is a failure.
Nothing bad happens, though, right?
Not for a regular failure.
I get poisoned more. you fucking backwash into me.
Naz, I'm assuming nothing?
Yes.
Beshi? Alright. Wounded 2. How much health do you have?
I have 18 hit points.
Okay. That's pretty good. Give me a fortitude save.
I'm gonna use a different dice. I'll use
my This is the dice. Third round of this poison.
Better than last time, but still not great. I got a if I can count, I got a 15.
That's a failure.
Okay.
Plus 1?
16.
You're gonna take 8 points of poison damage.
Does the 16 change anything?
No.
Okay. Is it 8 points?
8 points.
Okay. She's still she kinda like limply kinda like just reaches out with her hand and like she grabs Grimlock like by the hand and like just kind of like squeezes with like as much as she can, but like she can't, it doesn't really, like, it's not a lot, and she just looks at Grimlock and just goes, thank you. Yeah, and she'll still, like, she's like still like foaming from the mouth and everything, like the poison is just fucking her up.
Grimlock says, hang in there, Beshi. We really don't want to go back to the professor. We don't want to bring him back. Come on, hang in there for us.
Don't make me laugh.
At that moment, Naz,
you
feel from around you, the spider's legs just come up and grab your ankle.
What? Can I roll something?
It's here. I can move. It's here. I can go.
Yep, you can go. And the Carmen.
It is a space away from me, so I gotta move up. I'm going to attack it. Bam, bam, bam. 19 plus 10, baby. 29. Let's go. Did I have a panache point? This is important for damage purposes.
You had hella panaches.
That's what I thought.
So many panaches.
That's what I thought.
Right before the episode ended, Joe was like, hey, Elmer, you panache have 5 panaches.
You do have panache.
Beautiful. All right.
You did intimidate it last time.
Ooh, all right. Oh, I did. All right. That's 5 plus 2 plus another 2, 9.
So as it wraps one of its legs around Naz, you come up and just swing, like, not even looking. You just, like, sense that it's there, and you swing with your rapier and run it through, and it just goes limp. Thrust. Sorry.
Use the hockey of a million colors.
Great ref.
I didn't get it.
What?
Fucking.
That's a One Piece. That's a One Piece thing.
Fucking scrubs.
What episode? What arc?
Wano.
Wano.
Oh.
Actually, it's more Big Mom arc.
Okay.
All right, Snap. Do you got anything you can do to help out?
Wait! I only moved twice.
Okay.
I got another action.
Sure. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna hit it.
It's dead.
Oh, it's dead?
Yes.
It's dead?
Hit it in face.
No one knew that thing was dead.
Dude, I said it went limp.
I'm assuming its leg went limp. It's got motherfuckers.
It's 2 foot to 9 diameter leg went limp.
While it's dead laying there, I stab it anyways.
Wow, that was one of the most anticlimactic deaths in this entire campaign.
I killed it.
Actually, you stabbed it pretty good, but Naz kills it in the end.
Damn. Fat KS.
It was plain dead and Naz didn't trust it.
Its body like flickers in and out of this reality and then just stays dead there.
Ugh, that sounds gross.
I use my nature and occultism knowledge to look at this thing and try and figure out what it is and if there's anything we could take from it. Or like
maybe like a fang or something so y'all can make poison. There you go. Yeah.
It's belly button. It's
poison. It's, oh god. I forgot about that.
Harvest some spider silk.
Make it so snap. You cut the
little dangling thing off it.
Snap, for your turn you're gonna move to the spider?
What do you mean for your turn? It's dead.
Wait, yeah, but he's still Joe is still tracking initiative for my poison in case I die.
There's three more rounds of poison.
I was about to say, you sly motherfucker.
Wait, so what are the rules of treat poison?
You can treat poison every round.
So I can still do that?
Yep.
Remember, treat poison doesn't cure me. It gives me a bonus to my saves.
Yes.
Well, that's all I could do, really. I mean, you're not going to die unless you get hit by two more, right? You can eat one, at least.
I'm at 10 HP.
Oh, I can't hit you. Like,
yeah, no. Like, no, I'm like the best thing you guys can do for me is to keep treat poisoning and hope my rolls fucking save me.
Just let you die.
Because you already used battle medicine. I'm immune to treat wounds for an hour.
I could heal you again.
Hmm.
Well, that's just burning spell slots.
But that's up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
How many spell slots do I have?
That seems like a you problem, Marcus. I don't know, man.
Like,
if you ask me, Marcus, you have 32.
And if I'm gonna like be truthful, I don't see Snap wasting another heal slot on Beshi because like Snap's a realist basically, and if he saw me, he saw Beshi go down, he probably thinks she's weak, and then we'll probably just let her die, or just see how nature takes
its course. I will treat poison because I feel like that's the. I'm helping you. I'm increasing your odds, but I'm not going to do the work for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like, I wouldn't want you to. That's a good one. That's a success, right, Joe?
That is success. You get a +2. You can only get a +2 on this because it's a circumstance bonus.
Yeah.
You can't stack Grimlock.
Yeah.
So unless you want to try anyways.
Well, can I go over here and examine the thing? And that'll be all three?
Yeah.
So I'll roll again.
Okay. Awesome.
But I'll only be able to do one. Wait, so. Nature, I guess.
I'll take your 16 earlier. I mean,
okay,
you're doing the same thing.
Cool.
So this spider, you can automatically tell it's not like a normal wood spider. Even like giant spiders that you've seen in the woods, this is not like it. It doesn't usually go in and out of this reality. So this you would think it's some sort of extraplanar spider. But that poison with that roll of 16, I'll say you'll be able to extract one dosage.
Okay.
If you have a vial, I'm sure you could find a vial somewhere in here. And Carmen, you doing anything? Can I just go to go to Beshi?
Yes, please.
Beshi, roll that 42 save.
18.
Fail. You can take 10 points of damage.
I'm unconscious again. That brings down to 0.
You are dying 3.
18 plus 1? No, from Marcus.
Nope.
I roll. That's 18 with everything. Mm-hmm. I am now dying 3.
Would probably be the time to stabilize this guy.
I can go again? Oh, yeah, because he just went.
Yeah, because if you don't stabilize him, he's his yeah.
I'll stabilize.
I can't save again because I'll just get automatic tick, right?
Yeah. So that's the fifth round of poison. There's one more round of poison left. I'll be up front.
Okay. Wait. So I'm stabilized, but that doesn't take the wounded condition off me, right?
No.
So
if you go down again.
Yeah. But so hold on. Just to be clear, I'm unconscious, but I'm not dying anymore. Correct. So because I'm unconscious, do I still make a fortitude save, or do I just automatically take damage?
You still make your fortitude save.
Okay.
When you're asleep in a coma, your body's still fighting.
Okay.
Does anyone want to treat poison?
No, I can. Right, because it's just one action to the... I still have another action to treat poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I leave that to you. There we go.
All right, that's 23. A plus 2. Hold on. Before we... Nate, you're going to die.
I know. If it doesn't work out, yeah. If I don't...
No, even this... if you save, you're dead.
Why?
Oh, because if I save, take damage. I still take damage. Yeah, that's it.
I have another potion.
That would or be the way mouth. To do it. Yeah. If anyone has potions, now would be the time.
I put it in her mouth, and I just...
Oh, damn it. Are you serious? I thought one would be enough.
I just put it... I pour it right down her gullet. D6 of healing.
That's it? Don't you have, like, searing restoration?
No, that works on him.
Yeah.
No, I could do it on other people, but I already put my weapon in overdrive, so if I do more stuff with it, it will blow up.
Anakar Manaz, do you have healing potions?
Absolutely not.
He healed for 6.
He's going to take more than that, though?
If he succeeds this fortitude save, he will only take 2d6 worth of damage.
So there's a chance. So you're telling me there's a chance.
And I will. I'm just gonna let everyone know too. I don't intend on using my a hero point here. This I don't. That's to funny. Me, in my eyes, this isn't a heroic moment. This is like a desperate flailing to keep this character alive.
Kind of heroic fighting off poison. It's like a 1v1 battle.
Maybe this is the moment you become a hero. Because Veshi's not a hero yet.
Maybe yeah, on the brink of death is when a lot of anime protagonists become heroes.
All right, if this doesn't succeed, I will use my hero point. Yeah, you guys convinced me.
You know what just saved your life? The power of friendship.
I was going to say anime.
Anime. But even if I do succeed, this hero point isn't going to affect Joe's role. So even if I do succeed, Joe could just still kill
me. Can we de-hero point Joe?
No, I don't think that's how it works. I mean, I hope it works because you guys wasted 2 potions on me.
This is the last round of the
poison.
They
weren't that great if they're a 1d6 potions.
It's true.
They cost a lot of money, though, okay?
we got them for free, though. We got them for free.
No, I made those.
Oh, you made them. Oh.
The materials.
All right, here's the first roll.
Materials unlocked.
Okay. That's going to be a 20.
Failure.
How is that a failure?
All right, hero point. I'm using my hero point. I'm going to use my hero point.
So that's plus
the potion. Why wouldn't you just hero point healing? Can't you just hero point to be alive?
He especially doesn't want to do that. He said that last time.
He's against that. He plays his game on survival mode.
No, yeah, no. I'll use the hero point to save me. Right? Is that so? But how does it work though? But I'm still gonna. I'm saving to The poison, the hero point is to stabilize yourself, right, Joe?
Spend all your hero points to avoid death. You can do this when your dying condition would increase. You lose a dying condition entirely and stabilize with 0 hit points. You don't gain the rooting condition or increase its value from losing the dying condition and ends this way. But you already had that condition. You don't lose it or decrease its value.
Yeah.
So he fails, and you roll for poison, and if poison kills you, then you do it.
Yes.
Okay, so I failed. But I failed, though.
Yes.
But now you gotta roll for damage. Or Joe's gotta roll for damage.
I'm gonna roll for damage.
Okay.
Our last... Oh, yep, it would have done it. 13 points of damage.
Okay.
So then,
as Beshi fades away, your hand goes limp, and the color fades from her, this is when I use the hero point, correct?
Yeah. So, Anna Carmen and Naz, you see through the hallway a orangish speck come flying down the hallway.
God.
Which hallway?
Joe, fuck off.
The one that's right in front of you. It flies over the ether spider through Anna Carmen's legs and lands on Beshi's forehead.
Is it a bomb?
And from that like fleck, a jolt goes through her body, and you could see all the green that was going through her, that was like going through all of her body, this fleck of orange like counters it and starts pushing the green back towards just to her heart, and then there's no more green in her skin and she's just lying there.
Is she moving?
She's breathing.
Can I go up to Beshi?
Yeah.
I go up to Beshi and I nudge her by kicking her. Hey Beshi, what the fuck's going on?
I wake?
Yep. You are 0 points, 0 health points.
So I'm not awake though?
No, you are awake, but you just on the brink of death.
Okay. How much wounded do I have real quick? Sorry, I'm just so am I at wounded 3?
You are at wounded 3, yes.
Okay.
As you what's going on? Nudge, nudge, kick, kick. Beshi.
Where am I?
Why are you so quiet?
Where am I? And like her eyes open, she like kind of looks at everybody.
You good?
Yes. Grimlock?
Come on, let's stop messing around. Come on, let's go.
Beshi, you take it easy down there. Some kind of thing attacked you, but actually saved you. I don't know what that was.
Quit fooling around. Come on, we're ready to go. Get up.
She looks around and just like, who's Beshi?
I hate this. I fucking hate this.
Shit again. Are you fucking kidding me?
I walk away. Can you?
I walk away and I go to the spider and I just start picking at it. Start poking.
She kind of props herself on her elbows.
On her elbows.
Where? Yeah, like she's on her back and then like she like lifts herself with her elbows. You know, so you know, she's kind of like her like torso is like kind of like in a lounging position. You know, like when you lay on your back and then you use your elbows to pick yourself up.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. She just goes, Grimlock, where are we?
Yeah, we're still in the tower. You got tower. Poisoned by a spider. Something woke you back up. It wasn't us. You threw up everywhere. You owe me money because I used all my potions for you. Yeah.
We're not at the other. When did we get out of the other place?
Wait. What is your name?
My name. I'm Fidget. You know me.
I hate this.
What the fuck is going on?
Right now, I don't like you whatsoever. Whatever your name is,
kind of Carmen. But what did I do?
Okay, you stop. First of all, calm down. I don't know who you are, and I back up.
What's the last thing that you remember?
We were in the I forget what the place is called, Joe. Can you remind me? We were at the Hermitage. We were fighting the two burly demon guys, and then it bit me, and then it tore my chest open, and then I don't remember anything else. It was cold. I was wandering all around. I couldn't find anyone. I couldn't find Bartholomew. And then I heard someone calling for help. And then we're here. I'm in somewhere I don't recognize. You guys look really. You guys look okay. I'm beat up again, but it's not the same.
Just hold tight there.
Grimlock, you see in one of Fidget's pockets, Bartholomew like put his head up, look around, go back down, and then he comes back up with like a white little handkerchief and starts like with his mouth like using it to dab.
Anna Carmen, Fidget's do you know head. What the fuck's going on?
No, I do not. I don't like it.
Beshi, just sit right there. Fidget, stay right there. Everyone else, can we huddle up over here, please? Just real quick.
Don't talk. Oh,
just, you're okay, Fidget. I mean, Fidget. Are you going to come over here, Naz?
Yes. What the fuck's going on, guys?
I actually don't really care. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. She went back.
Can we trust somebody like this?
I am no expert. I agree. We should not trust her. However, I believe we should exorcise her. There's obviously some sort of demon inside her.
How do we know she's not the demon?
True. Maybe we should just tie her to a stake.
No.
And throw her in the water. And if she drowns.
If she drowns, she was not the demon. If she survives, she is a demon.
Terrible idea. Yes. I think we should try this.
Wait.
I could sneak up behind her, tie her down, then we can find a body of water.
No, Fidget is harmless. We know that. She's harmless.
Okay.
She's harmless.
We don't know that, okay?
But what we did know, we knew that. What's the other one's name? I already forgot. Beshi?
Beshi, yes.
Witchcraft. She told us that if we stopped the spire or whatever, she would just revert back. So maybe we just do this real quick and see what happens. The spire is the answer.
No, so the trip's about her, huh?
Sort of. I just think we should get rid of the spire, get her out of her hair. If she goes back, you know, that's great. If not, maybe we could just then tie her to the chair.
I honestly don't like this. I don't know if we, any of this. I don't know if we could trust this person.
What if we run down the hall and try to lose her by that way?
Okay.
I think that would work because she's dying.
We don't even have to run. We don't even have to run. We could just walk away.
You guys see, if you look back, Bartholomew's currently like curling up to Fidget's like face.
Is Bartholomew the mastermind?
Rat. The rat. Oh.
No, it's the rat.
Was Bartholomew with her the whole time? Because I saw a light. I saw a little light. That's a red flag if I've ever seen one.
I thought that was Snap. Snap, was that you? I thought the light was you doing some magic or something.
No. When that light happened, Snap has been checked out. As soon as that light happened, he like walked away from her and is just like not interested. Like, whatever happened to her, he knows it's not natural and he doesn't like it. Like, he's like, this is not. And when you guys have been talking, like, he's kind of like, because you guys are talking about like demons and exorcism, he doesn't know what any of that is. So he's just been kind of like a little kid just looking back and forth.
Speaking of that, like Grogu.
Yeah.
Speaking of unnatural, you see Snap's head like going back and forth. And then Snap, you feel. Snap, you feel like.
It's about to fall off.
A drop of water hit your nose. And then another drop.
I'll look up.
And you just see a downpour of water, like it's raining inside.
Fuck.
And the whole.
On all of us?
On everyone.
No, only on Snap.
The whole tower. There's just a constant rain happening.
There's some elemental and all spell.
All the moss that was around the walls is gone.
Is this like a weather spell on the fucking place?
Guys, what's happening?
You be quiet.
And she's like struggling to like stand up, but she like falls, like she keeps falling.
Grimlock just picks up Fidget. Just like
over just her picks shoulder.
Her up. Yeah, over her shoulder.
Grimlock is such a better person than I am.
I just, you know.
He's such a white knight.
We can get back, what's her name? Beshi. I just really don't
Grimlock
want
to. Grimlock was trying to be dope. Vegeta.
Yeah, Vegeta. Vegeta wouldn't help.
This ain't Vegeta. This is not a what would Vegeta do?
Vegeta would call Fidget weak.
I thought you were a Vegeta, but you're just a Yamcha.
Fidget is weak. We need to get back Beshi.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't see it going this way. I didn't see you guys wanting Beshi over Fidget.
Beshi did a lot more.
Grimlock.
Beshi was gonna be. She took out the professor.
The thing is now it's like respect. Beshi became the leader, and we were like, okay, I guess whatever. And now it's like, would we have ever let Fidget become the leader? I don't think so.
No, definitely not.
Oh my god.
Should we leave her? No, I'm kidding. Okay.
I know this is involving like me and my choices of a character and all kind of stuff and like everything I'm doing, but this dialogue and all and your guys' choices, I'm thriving right now. I'd live for this shit.
Is the whole floor wet? Like Grimlock is gonna move to like where that fake wall was. Is that wet too?
It's raining in here, Chris.
So is this a sprinkler system because of the fire? Because there was the fire.
So there is water in that room as well, but that room seems relatively untouched by anything else. Like, there's cobwebs in there. You haven't seen cobwebs anywhere else.
Like, if it keeps raining, is it going to flood?
Or is there, like, a draining system? You've realized that it stops about a foot off of the floor.
A foot?
There's no,
a
like... Foot of- the, no, so the water hits the ground.
We could crawl under it. Like, if
no,
we were
not,
like-
that's what I'm trying to explain not happening. The water is a foot deep, and it doesn't get any higher than that.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of... Are we getting slowed then?
Or yes, is it not so bad? The entire ground is now difficult terrain.
No way. A foot of water is not difficult terrain.
12 inches of water?
Elmer, we should do a video of you running.
Yeah, I want to see you a video of running. You running on a foot of water.
And then a foot of water. And I want to see.
I don't know why y'all are laughing.
He's like, you guys can't do that?
He's like, I'm going to be going so fast, you're going to think I'm walking on the water.
Okay, as we pass that...
You see those lizards?
As we pass the staircase, is the staircase also wet? Is it like rain coming from up there too?
Yeah.
We still have an unexplored area over here, but we should probably leave, right?
We should just find somewhere to heal and sit, like, rest. Wait, where's the unexplored area? I don't know.
Behind the curtain, remember?
Up here, Chris. On the very, like, to the north of us.
Were you stuck your head through and saw the dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, I mean, we just should get out of the water, maybe.
So where do you guys want to go?
We should go to the woods, like, outside. You guys, because what do you guys think? Because we haven't even cleared this floor yet.
No opposition.
I think the floor is pretty much cleared. I don't think those were aggressive dinosaurs.
Well, where are we going to stay? Because we could stay in the cave. I'm going to stay by the stairs. We should also check
upstairs. I don't mind. Let's go all the way up.
You're carrying me?
Yeah, I guess we'll just carry Fidget up the whole way.
And I get a perception check.
Oh. I'll do one, because I'm being, like, carried around.
All right, so I highly doubt anyone's beating Snaps.
Oh, no.
Snap got a 27. So, Snap, if you take a moment, you realize that when you're in this hallway, it was immaculately clean. And you probably can assume that that was because of the cube just sucking up everything. When you're in the other rooms with that were blocked off by the rocks, the entire ground was covered with, like, feces, dirt, like, dino droppings, meat carcasses, all that kind of stuff, and hay. When you look into the room to the right of you, that secret room, it's full of cobwebs. There's rain in there, but it looks relatively untouched by either of those two forces, kind of like they never knew that place existed.
Oh, so this place is dry?
It's not dry. It's full of water. It's a foot deep of water.
But it's not raining?
No, it's raining.
No, it is raining. No,
it's raining in there. Everywhere it's raining.
Okay, but it just was untouched by the people staying here.
Yes.
I think Joe's saying that it seemed relatively safe to be here. But it's also wet, so I don't know.
Yeah, I still think we should leave. Because, I mean, that's a big thing. We can't heal someone, or someone can't really rest if they're underwater. Can't lay her down.
You take a very long rest.
But still, like, it's still pretty early in the day, though, to long rest, right?
I'm dying.
I don't know, man. You guys have been through, like, four different battles today.
Yeah, I say long rest. We're hurt.
No, but
we'll
come back
down.
But, like, it's like we traveled here. We got here at midday. Yeah, we had four battles, but those battles are, like, minutes. So we've probably only really been inside this tower for like 2 hours.
We're just in time for dinner.
I mean, that's how I see it. That's how I see it. But, like, if the DM says otherwise, then I'm wrong by obligation.
Well, no, you're right, but you're also dying.
I'm alive. There's no more poison.
He's good to go. He's good to go.
There's no more poison in me.
If you want to, fuck it. Just keep going.
I have no autonomy right now. I'm being carried. I can't even move my own legs.
You're C-3PO right now.
Oh, they told me.
Does that make you Chewie?
Yeah, I guess so.
He's hairy like
also
Chewie.
Vegeta, though.
Call yourself Vegeta.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter where we rest. I think we could still rest in here and just deal with the water. Or we can go upstairs. I think we're just making too much. Either way, I think it's fine.
Anna Carmen have an opinion?
Honestly, her opinion is leave Fidget. Abandon her. But I'll just move with the crowd for now.
Naz?
I'm right there with Anna Carmen. Anna Carmen.
And here I thought Anna Carmen and Besh and Fidget were friends.
Yeah, they were cool, I thought.
Yeah, but it's when you really find out that your friends just switch up on you that you know they're fake.
When they're unreliable. Okay, I guess we're all in the water room. Can we just start healing each other? Start a good old healing circle?
Yeah, you can start a healing circle. Say you wait for an hour.
No, we could wait like multiple hours, right?
You could do a long rest. You can get all your spells back. You do what you guys want.
Long rest.
Sure, long rest.
Long rests don't really work out for us when we do it in enemy territory, but all right.
I don't know what this is. We're saying we're long resting on a floor we haven't cleared while we're all lame and
that's what I'm saying.
Full of water.
Yeah.
What sounds bad about that?
Sleeping in water. I doubt we'll have a restful long rest.
I tried to go outside and you argued it, Nate.
Fridgie doesn't know what's happening. She doesn't know where she is. She's in pain. She's being carried out by Grimlock. She doesn't really have an opinion at the moment.
But you are.
Now you're floating in water.
Huh?
You argued outside.
I did argue outside.
You argued against outside.
I argued against long rest because it's like we were here for 2 hours and now we're going to go to sleep. But like I said, Fidget doesn't have autonomy, so she's not going to say anything right now. I was just pointing that out to the group, but the group can still decide to do whatever they want.
I miss Beshi. Beshi would have made a decision.
Whatever. Snap a walk outside. I'm over it. He does not want to deal with this anymore.
All right. Does everyone follow?
Yeah, it's fine. I wherever the hero's going, sure. I don't... Yeah.
The hero?
The healer. Did I say hero?
I heard hero.
I heard hero, too. The real hero of this group.
This is really just a prequel to the sequel, which is just Snap's story. This is just how he grows, right?
All right, great. So you make it outside, and as soon as you guys step to, like, the front balcony, you can't move anymore because there's two giant dinosaurs that are, like, scared to go down the hill.
Oh, like, so we're here, so we're outside, like, where we fought the gargoyles, but those two idiot ankylosaurs are still hanging around.
Yeah, the two ankylosaurs are just, like, staring down the hill, and they're not moving.
Can I help guide them?
Yeah.
Major? Yes. 14.
I think that helps one of them. You help one of them down, the other one just still stays up there. So one of them, like, helps you lead it down, and the other one just keeps fighting against it. But now you guys can move all the way down if you'd like, and just leave that dinosaur.
You can figure it out.
Yeah. All right, so you guys have made it to the four surrounding the tower. You just want to sleep?
Yeah, that's fine. Sleep and heal each other.
Okay. Can I get a perception roll by anyone?
16.
22.
Snap got a 21. Okay. So you guys are able to get your full night rest.
So how much do we heal over a night's rest?
Our level times plus constitution. Yeah, I think, right? It's our level times our con bonus, right, Joe?
I'm making sure. The character regains hit points equal to the constitution modifier multiplied by their level.
So I got 8. I get 8, but I don't know who else is higher than that. And because I slept, I removed my wound condition?
Yes.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'm just going to assume that Snap and Grimlock kind of heals everyone else up to... They heal us to full.
Yeah, taking the hours.
Taking the rest of the day to heal and then to...
Yeah, I'm going to hand wave that. Say you all up to full. And then before you guys start your journey back, Snap, Grimlock, and... Fidget, you all hear a thud.
Thud?
Like a loud echoing thud come from the tower.
Okay.
I want to reiterate, just to be clear, we're all full health.
Yes.
You are all full health.
Cool.
And all of our spells are back, if you have spells.
Oh, and the dinosaur, I'm assuming, lets you, like, tie him up against a tree to let him graze.
Oh, shit.
Yeah? If he allows it.
Yeah, he allows it. He's taken a liking to you.
Does anyone talk to Fidget? While we're resting?
Hell no.
I think this whole time Grimlock is answering as little as possible and just telling Fidget that we need to continue on with the spire and it's going to help, you know, whatever the person at the Hermitage, I'm just telling him like what our goal is. And that's basically it.
But you're not, you're not going to be very forthright with her, huh? Like you're like, you're kind of being...
No, I'm not telling her about what happened with Beshi and all that.
Okay. But like also like what but like what's like, because like clearly Anna Carmen and Naz are being very hostile towards Fidget. What is like Grimlock's demeanor towards her?
Pretty like curt, like just pretty short. Not hostile, but I'm just not answering your questions.
Okay. And I'm assuming Snap doesn't talk a lot anyway, but like I'm assuming Snap is just going to just like not say words, heal, but like I'm assuming because you said unnatural that he probably doesn't want to be anywhere near Fidget at all.
Yeah, I heal, but I only respond in like grunts and stuff.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. And are you guys approaching the tower again for your second day?
Yes.
Yeah.
You notice two things. Snap and Naz, and Grimlock, and actually, and Fidget, because you're all lowest to the ground, your eyes are kind of more set to the ground. you see the Ankylosaur just limp on the ground underneath the slope, the other one that was up there.
Limp what?
Limp on the ground?
What? Yeah, like underneath the slope that you guys were under. Because you had to travel pretty high up to get to the tower entrance.
Oh, like it fell, like it rolled down the hill, like it tripped and rolled down the hill?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. That's a really weird way to say it, Joe, but okay.
He's limp on the ground. What do you mean?
Oh, but yeah, but you said he limped under the slope. So I'm like, is he clipping through the world? Is he is he skating? Okay.
All right, and then Anna Carmen, because you're taller, your eyes are more focused towards the sky. You got a pretty good view of it. The orb that's constantly rolling around, like going around the tower, you notice two things. One, it's starting, like, there's cracks starting to appear on it. And two, the fleck that touched Fidget is the same color of the orb that's hovering around this tower. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.